Live and local conversation. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
AM 1050 WLIP. It's the morning show, Tuesday morning to be specific, and that means in the studio, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good today. You know, Tuesday rolling right along. Maybe feeling a little sore, though. I could use a little underwater treadmill therapy.
Well, that doesn't hurt. If you, you know, if you're feeling sore, a little underwater treadmill might help ease those pains because the water's warm. And
water is therapeutic, isn't it?
Water is therapeutic. It is.
There's something about it.
There is something about it. You know, my favorite thing to do is sit in a hot tub.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Once you get, you know, to the point where you're like, yeah, I've worked out and I'm kind of sore and stiff, and now I want to just soak it up in the hot tub. But the underwater treadmill that we have is not exactly...
Not for humans.
Not for humans. So the irony of it is there is a company, the company that we bought ours from, they do have a human line.
Okay.
So they make these for people.
I might Google that after the segment.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody in the area that has one. I know that the sales rep... that installed ours had taken one because a hospital had upgraded theirs, and so they were just going to throw their old one away. So he put it in the delivery truck and had it delivered to his house.
Oh, nice.
So he's like, yeah, get up and do a 15-minute walk every morning in the underwater treadmill. I'm like, oh, that's... So it's, I mean, it is a treadmill.
Okay.
So it's motorized.
Right.
So it's got a tread, and the kind of the unique thing about it is that it's in a giant tank that has a door on it that's magnetically sealed that they can... Dog can walk up the ramp into the treadmill, close the door, punch a button, and water fills up from below. And the water's at 95 degrees.
So nice and warm.
Nice and warm, toasty. People might ask, why would you walk a dog on a treadmill in the water? Well,
besides the obvious fun of the whole thought.
Besides the fun of it, right.
Yeah.
We've got windows in the rehab room, so when people are going up and down the hallway, they can gawk at us as we're in there walking dogs on the treadmill. And a lot of them will kind of like stop even just because it is. It's sort of a unique looking thing.
Not something you see every day.
Not something you see every day, dog walking in water in a treadmill. So the thing about the water is it's buoyant. Mm-hmm. So it allows these guys, especially if they're post-op, so we've got a lot of patients that have had leg surgery. They were trying to get muscle back on that leg. So it helps them walk better because the water aids them.
Okay.
It lifts them. So it's sort of, if you think about going to the pool, you know, you can walk through the pool. You feel lighter. You can do some amazing things. Like I can always remember as a kid going under the water and then jumping up. It's like you can jump really high because your legs can push yourself through that water. And then, of course, the gravity takes effect once you're up out of the water and it pulls you back down. So it's like, but it was cool for a second.
Right. Don't try to swim on the dry ground, but obviously in the water, you can float.
Right. So the buoyancy helps them. It decreases the load on their muscles from a gravitational pull, but the water actually provides resistance as they're walking. So it resists that leg moving forward. So they're actually pushing that. So that's the difference. When they're walking on a flat ground, there's no resistance. Unless, if you're going uphill, that's against gravity. But when you're moving in water, there's resistance similar to the gravitational pull. You're just getting the buoyancy from the water. And the heat in that water actually increases the blood flow to that tissue. So the unique thing about that is and there's some compression because the water has force to it. If you've ever watched, video of water going through a levee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Water has a lot of pressure behind it. So it's our door. It's not like cranked down. It's just got a nice little silicone seal around it and a couple strong magnets that hold it shut. It's literally the water pressure inside that just pushes that against the seal and seals it shut. So it's a pretty powerful component. So those are the things. And the nice thing it is, too, is it's a controlled environment. So we can control the speed. We can actually control the direction. We don't have too many patients that have gotten up to the point where they're like, okay, we're at a fast enough speed and we're kind of like topped out here. We need something more. We do have jets that we can actually – typically we walk them towards the door because it's clear so that they think they're walking out of it. But we can turn them around and walk them to the back of the treadmill. Just reverse the direction of the treads and then turn the jets on. So now they actually not only are against the water, but they're pushing against that stream coming at them. So we've had a couple patients that we've been doing it as exercise.
Okay.
That were that needed little, that extra something.
Little resistance training.
Right. Okay. Little resistance training. So, you know, that kind of raises the question, what kind of patients would you have treadmill done? Realistically, any dog.
Okay.
Have tried a few cats. They're not big fans of the water. But post-op recovery, that's the bread and butter of what we do. So if they've had knee surgery, even spinal surgery. So spinal surgery kind of delves into the neurological component where their nerves just aren't working quite as well. But arthritis, so if they've got painful joints, that warm water feels good on those joints. Mm-hmm. It helps them move. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these guys don't get up and move around when they're at home. But if we get them in the treadmill and start moving them slowly, we can increase the speed and just basically start to help build that muscle back up or at least maintain it, and helps their joints move better. Obesity. I mean, what's better for getting rid of a little extra body fat than exercise?
Right.
Portion control. That's my key number one. I mean, you know, yes, we can exercise to burn off some calories, but we really need to be controlling those portions too. But this is a great way if they're overweight and they're like, you know what, I don't feel like, well, if you're overweight, guess what? You're a little bit more buoyant. So...
And muscle burns more calories,
right? Muscle burns
more
calories.
The more muscle you build.
Absolutely.
I think with animals, we think, oh, it just happens naturally because they're animals. But, you know, not necessarily so, right?
Well, no, because we tend to overfeed them.
Yeah.
So, they're not in charge of that. Mm-hmm. I still remember when there was a diet pill that came out for a while. Jay Leno picked it up, and he was like, you know, so there's a diet pill that Pfizer released. It was back when Pfizer had Animal Health. And said, really? Is it the dog going through the drive-thru getting the Big Mac?
Right, exactly.
Right. So it's us.
Exactly.
Muscle atrophy and weakness. So if they are atrophied and we want to build up muscle, we can do that. Athletic conditioning. So if your dog's an athlete, so they're an agility dog or a hunting dog that you're out trialing and you want just a little extra something to peak that up, we can work with that. And then geriatric mobility maintenance. That kind of goes in with the arthritis, but not all arthritic patients are old. But certainly the muscle-wasted, atrophied dogs are more likely to be geriatric. So it aids in faster recovery, stronger outcomes for sure. I mean, you can do exercises at home, but this actually is kind of like exercise on steroids, mm-hmm. Without the use of steroids.
Right, there you go.
So it helps build up that muscle mass and allows the patient to have a more normal gait. And that's the thing, is like if they're limping, they're not gaiting normally because they're favoring a leg, but we get that buoyancy and that heat in there, and then they can actually start to stride out more normally. And that's basically just going to help their nervous system go, right, we've got to build up some more muscle, we're working harder. Endurance, balance, proprioception, all great things, because without those, walking's difficult.
Right, right.
Gets to be stumbly. So in a nutshell, you know, if your pet's had anything done with them surgically on a limb, or they've got neurological conditions, they're older, geriatric, arthritic, or you just need that little extra something, underwater treadmill is a fantastic exercise tool for them. And we've got one.
Right, right. How often do patients usually utilize it? Is it once a week, once a month type of thing?
Typically, it's about once a week, but I do have some that just kind of come in for a tune-up, and they're in, you know, once every 2 to 4 weeks. Those are more the healthy patients that are just needing a little top-off. And neurological patients, we might actually work them a couple times a week in the beginning, just because they need a little bit more exercise to get those nerve endings working a bit better.
I was going to ask if you could overdo it, like if you made it part of a daily routine or something.
You know,
available.
You probably could overdo it.
Yes, you could with any exercise, right?
Because it's just exercise. I mean, if we think about it from an exercise standpoint, yes, you can overdo it because you can strain yourself. You can actually wind up with post-exertional pain. So, you know, if you push yourself so hard, what is it, no pain, no gain? Well, but there is this thing that pain kind of is not a good thing, too.
I had a yoga instructor explain it to me, where if the pain is like, ooh, all right, it's one thing, but if it's, that's another thing.
Right, the odd thing is a bad thing.
Right, yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things where it sounds subjective until you think about it and you go, oh, yeah, I know exactly what that means.
And the hard thing with this is, like, our dog's not going to tell us, like, yeah, this is the really bad one.
Right, right.
You know, if they're favoring it, hey, listen, it's maybe back off for a day or so. You know, just give them a break. Certainly, we're monitoring our patients, so if they need to have a change in their meds or be on some meds, because sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just getting exercise. But if you overdo it, it's sore and painful, and then you don't want to do anymore, and that can lead to other issues. So check it out.
Check it out. It's a beautiful thing. It's happening at Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ Brewer, always appreciate your time and your expertise. If people want to learn more, maybe set up an appointment or check out Care Animal Hospital, how can they do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Very good, Dr. Russ. Once again, appreciate your time. We'll chat with you next Tuesday.
Sounds great, Pete. You have a great week.
WLIP Morning Show. Stick around.